Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Yes, darling. So
you already know how that go. I just
okay. Listen, hey, we all just live here, but it's a good thing to be alive. Best thing to start with.
Now, take it.
We're just going to jump right into this because this Bill Cosby issue and situation has been on the lips of damn near everybody that I've come in contact with, whether they agree, you know, that it happened or not. Now, Monday, this past Monday, Mr. Cosby, he countersued 7 of the 50 or more than 50 women who accused him of sexual assault. Now, the 7 women that he is suing, they can't even sue him at this point. They can't do anything to him at this point outside of bring to light, you know, what they say he's done to them. And the reason that they can't do anything is because this thing called statute of limitations. That has already ran by the time they brought the suit, which was actually filed back in 2014 in Massachusetts, where they say Mr. Cosby and his wife live. Now, the thing that gets me is his wife has backed him this entire time. I don't know if as a wife I could do that. I mean, yeah, I know you're supposed to stand by your man, but over 50 women, I could see if it's one or two.
I mean, all right. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But, I mean, listen, we know, you know the industry. You know how chicks, some chicks they take angles for this kind of situation. They look for, you know, a chink in the armor to exploit so they can be a beneficiary of it financially. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, the thing to me where it kind of loses credence in my book is the fact of they talking this stuff from 30, 40, almost 50 years ago.
Right.
And the only excuse they have to why they didn't bring it up that long ago is because they thought that they would have looked crazy because he was Bill Cosby. And the statue that Bill Cosby had back then. Now, I'm not arguing that that's not a reasonable explanation. Okay, in the grand scheme of things, that probably could be the case. But
especially
what I'm saying,
if they thought they were the only one.
But listen. What I'm saying is, okay. Now, granted, that it may thought that there was the only one, but still, I think if that really was the case, their strength in numbers, and that these 50, 40 plus women or whatever that said it happened over an massive time, would have collected together and made, you know, a strong push for his name to be sullied the way it is now versus having to wait till he's on, you know, the downward swing, you know, of his career, whatever. So, that's left up to the opinion of others, though.
Right, that is a matter of opinion. Now, peep this though. Now, let me bring this angle in. The fact that each one of these women stated that they were number one alone with Mr. Cosby, who has been married to his wife. About what, 50 years at this point?
Something like that, very long time.
Yeah, right. They've been together for a very long time. They have, you know, 5 children together. And, you know, now this is the thing. Each woman is saying that they were alone with Cosby. Each one of them said that, you know, they were nervous being around him, such a celebrity as he is. Then, number three, he offered them alcohol. Along with a pill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they do that. Go along with that. All right, fine. This is supposed to calm me down. And then next thing they know, they wake up either unclothed or partially clothed, and him just standing over them, you know, like making sure that they're not dead, you know? Now,
right.
The thing is this. If, in fact, and they think that they're the only ones that this happened to, right? They would have potentially looked crazy because, especially back, you know, 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, they would have been looked at like, why were you with him by yourself in the first place? Why would you put yourself
accusations against a
technical difficulties right there. I'm pretty sure she will be back to return with us and share the rest of her perspective. But check it out. It's 9:10 right now. She was on a roll, but I guess Blog Talk Radio had other plans in mind. So we're going to go to some music real quick. We'll come right back. You in the Social Lab, it's your boy Save James. You tune in to TM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
Mike Wilmer. Bands will make her dance. 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 Holy cheeks popping, popping. I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These cheeks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance. Make her dance. Holy cheese popping, popping. I'm just popping bang. Bands to make her dance. Bands to make her dance. These cheese clapping and they ain't using hands. Short hair like me alone. Lose one, she don't need alone. She start twerking when she hear a song. Strip up all her income. We get tripping and then some. So nasty when she rolling. She put that air off in my hands. I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone. At the KOD, she leave with me. She got friends. Bring three. I got groom. I got drink. Bend it over. Juicy J gon' poke it like wet paint. You say no to ratchet, ratchet. Juicy J can't. Racks everywhere. They showing racks. I'm throwing racks. In the VIP. Rubber on. I'm stretching that. Bitch, you sippin', broke, you lookin'. And it ain't a strip club if they ain't showin'. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these cheeks poppin', poppin', I'm just poppin' bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These cheeks clappin', and they ain't
bust it, 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 bust
bounce that bounce like the twerk team. Hair long, air fat, shout at me. That girl look like Halle Berry when I'm on the when I hit the scene, girls yelling and they scream. Flocka, can you be my baby daddy?
Yes.
Pimpin' like I'm Dolomite, hooked up in my caddy. Smoke like I got cataract. In the strip club throwing up the flag, got racks on top of racks. Bust that pimp back, clap, clap, clap. I ain't done with you, baby, bring that earth back. Still got 20, still got 50s, even got them hundreds. Throw some money, I'ma let it go. Walk a flock of flame, better known as we so let it go. Baby, make that earth clap. Drop it to the floor, make that air clap. Round of applause, baby, make that air clap. Drop it to the floor, make that air clap. Let me see you.
9:16 p.m. out here in the D.C. metropolitan area. It's your boy, Safe James. You tune in to TM Hyman Radio. You in tune with the Social Lab. Don't forget to go to the website, tmhymanradio.com, to drop that email to sign up our exclusive newsletter. And all the goodies that we have in store for the supporters and the avid followers of this work right here. Don't forget, we got the mixtape dropping January 6th, the Lapidary, coming soon.
Yes.
To a website near you for the official download. Check our website, I will have it too. You can even probably check savejames.com and probably put on my joint too, whatever. Just to check, you know, kind of spread the word, make sure it touches all avenues, man. We're doing big things right now. It's about to go down for 2016, you know. It's about to get really big, really major, so get ready for this ride. But, yo, anyway, back to your regularly scheduled program right here. We got cut off in the midst of a rant of epic proportion by Madam Boston over
there. Bill Cosby kicked me off. That's what happened.
I'm talking about she was going downhill in a, you know, in a sled. You know, remember that sled that Chevy Chase had in National Lampoon's Christmas?
Yes.
That joint that caught fire as soon as that joint hit the snow. I'm talking
you almost made me use cuss words.
She was grease lightning out this joint, son. She was rolling.
Okay.
Rolling,
on a
son.
Roll. All right, I don't even know where
that
I left
point,
off.
Though. Me, who does? You know, I
know,
who
right?
Does?
Whoever
you,
knows.
You talk. Oh, now you was talking along the lines of. You was talking along the lines of if they would have came out back then with these allegations, how the public.
Oh yeah,
crazy.
How they would have been
like,
treated.
What the hell was you doing? Yeah, what the hell was you doing by yourself with them anyway? And
right, because remember
you,
how
before,
they did.
Before you finish up, before you finish that point, I want to just interject a slight rebuttal to that just to kind of make you help expound a little bit further. They didn't say that same stuff with Mike Tyson.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Okay, go ahead, finish your point.
Yeah, because I was going to say, well, no, yes, they did. Initially, when the girl made the claims, I just remember her last name was Washington.
Desiree Washington.
But initially when she made the claims, the question was, why would you leave in a limo 1 o'clock in the morning to go to this man who, go see this man who, you know, you hardly know. What do you think he wanted at 1 o'clock in the morning was
exactly.
The question.
You're not gonna
and the
him
fact that she went there in lingerie. You see what I'm saying? They tore her apart. Even though, you know, it tarnished his persona as well, they ripped her apart.
Damn right, sit down for 3 years.
But that's just like saying a prostitute can't be raped. Just because they do that for money doesn't mean that they don't, you know what I'm saying, like that they want to be violated.
I'm not saying that she didn't have standards. Nobody's arguing that. But we're talking about the motive. We're talking about the initial intent. Obviously, there was intent on both. There was mutual consent on both parties. Or else, like you said, she wouldn't have gotten that damn limo 1 o'clock in the morning to go see somebody who she just met. There was mutual consent on both parties right there. So that's why I don't buy that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't supposed to be like that. It turned to something that I wasn't. Nah, you knew exactly what it was. Walking through the door, ma. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't you know what I mean? We ain't got to exchange no We ain't trying to be pen pals and exchanging addresses. You know what I'm saying? We trying to exchange body fluids. That's the only reason you coming up here for. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but right. But peep game, though. This article was kind of old, but they were talking about the Beverly Johnson shit. How Beverly Johnson's former manager said that she lied about the whole accusation. You know what I mean? How
right.
They, with her initial account of her one time meeting with Brother Cosby was at a brunch with his wife Camille. You
right.
know what I'm saying? And it was like that story could easily be validated by Camille that she was in you know, present with their meeting. Now, if there was a secret meeting outside of that one, you know, that's yet to be disclosed, but at the end of the day, the one meeting that everybody, you know, consistently agrees upon that they had together was accompanied by his wife of many years, Camille. So it's
right.
like, and then they also said that when she got on the what show was that she got on where she started spilling the beans about it, The View. She went on The View. She flipped the whole story on how that, you know, she got woozy, or like, you know, her memory was blurry after she sipped on like a cappuccino that Cosby gave her. Something crazy like that. You know what I mean? So it's just like,
but it's
yo,
not
we
impossible.
We're not saying it isn't. We're not saying it isn't, but keep your story consistent, because it was like a week before. She had an interview with some publication it was. Had an interview and claimed that the whole thing was harmless. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that the wife was there the whole time. It was a typical, you know, one time meeting of one up and coming star with an established star that was just really, she was really like starstruck by him, you know, by his stature in the business at the time. And, you know, that was one of the people who she named that she would love to work with in the future, whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, is it possible that this could have happened? I mean, in this world, in this day and age, anything is possible. You know what I'm saying? So, we can't completely, you know, disregard the claim or whatever, but it's just inconsistent. And that's just the thing. That's the only point that I'm raising. If you want to raise a stink about something, be consistent with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't waver in your story. If it happened this way, say it happened that way. Don't try to,
right.
You know what I mean?
And you're absolutely right. And I'll even say that in the countersuit, Mr. Cosby is claiming that pretty much that it's defamation of character.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much.
And there are two excerpts from the actual court papers that I'm going to read, and where I'm getting my information from, my fact checkers, is thinkprogress.org. So here's one. It says, each counterclaim defendant intentionally engaged in a campaign to assassinate Mr. Cosby's reputation and character by willfully, maliciously, and falsely accusing Mr. Cosby of engaging in sexual misconduct in an opportunistic attempt to extract financial gain from their allegations. Now, the problem I have with that is the fact that the seven women that are named, they can't get anything from it. Like I said, they can't file any other suits. They're not filing a civil suit. I mean, I think they're filing a civil suit, excuse me. Then here's the second excerpt from it. It says, counterclaim defendants conduct was extreme and outrageous and beyond all possible bounds of decency because, among other things, falsely accusing another of sexual assault is morally repugnant and subjected Mr. Cosby to severe emotional distress from public ridicule, shame, and contempt of such a nature that no reasonable person could be expected to endure it.
Dig it.
Now, that is, okay, so what all that means is they're saying that pretty much the women just wanted to assassinate his character and that, you know, it's ridiculous to, you know, falsely accuse somebody of sexual assault.
I mean, that's a big
now,
claim, man. That's
yeah, but, you know, there was
huge,
also...
That's a huge blemish. Huge.
Which is true. Yes, it is. And I'll even go as far as to say it was ridiculous that they asked, when they asked Raven Simone if he had ever, you know, came to, you know, approach her inappropriately. And she was just a child on the show.
Right.
I think that had, you know, that happened, her mother, because her parents were highly involved in her career. So,
right, as they should be.
Her, you know what I'm saying? I think that would have came out way, you know, way back then. Like, well, she started there on the Cosby Show, like, in the 90s or something like that. So,
yeah, I mean, I feel...
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't imagine him to have done that to the younger ones. But honestly, I thought that's why Lisa Bonet left.
No, I did hear that. I did hear that, though. I heard that. I mean, I've read that in more than one source that seemed pretty reliable in their stories. Wasn't no National Enquirer or, you know,
mm-mm,
that world news,
right,
that world news that you see at the supermarket that says Bat Boy lives and all kinds of stupidness,
right,
on there.
And you know what's crazy,
but,
though, is that I didn't even know about, like, you know, any of the accusations that came forth prior to those years, you know, like prior to the 2000s. But when Lisa Bonet left the show, I'm so serious. The first thing I said out my mouth was, he did something to her. Now, do I know? I have no damn idea. But that's just what I thought.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because I had seen for myself older men that attempted to take advantage of younger girls based off of their celebrity.
No,
thinking they could pretty much get what they want.
And we know that's a trend. I mean, there's no secret that, you know, I mean, it's, you can't put it all on the men because women tend to be attracted with men with power. You know what I'm saying?
And that's true.
That's no lie right there. That's
and
I'm
those
not
very
that
well
up
may
either
be the women that didn't come forward.
But I'm gonna say this about the Raven Simone questioning of the situation. I think there was just another angle that they was going at Raven Simone because they know that she's a buffoon in her own rights. You know, she's very, you know, successful. I'll say this much: she has made major waves in her career from a child up to the point where she is now. You know, props to you, career wise or whatever. But just the stance that she takes and the commentary that she spews unapologetically, it questions, you know, it gives me pause, you know, reason to pause, cause to pause, I should say, whenever it comes to her. Because she'll say anything for ratings, I believe, you know what I mean? As far from the time when she started with this, you know, I'm not African-American, I'm a human being, talk to... You know, to her saying that she got a genealogy in her blood of every continent of Africa, but yet I'm not African American. And then, you know, it's like, you know, she just talks a lot of foolishness a lot of times, you know. And I think it's just for press. It's just to make press. And when you're in the show business in that light, I hear the saying that all press is good press.
Yes, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Whether it be positive or negative, all press is good press. As long as your name is staying relevant in the conversation, in the mix. You know what I'm saying? It's good
right,
for your following, good for your, you know, just I guess your who you are, you know what I mean, your identity.
Right.
Of what you identify as or identify by. So
right,
because
it gives you a chance to
questions,
whether it's good or
it
bad
was,
respond.
That's what I'm saying. I just feel it was completely out of bounds to even ask that question for her to be put in that position, see if she can, you know, as she say she was in that position as a toddler. You know what I'm saying? I think that's completely out of bounds, but I point to stand on is the fact that she'll say anything. And that's probably what they was hoping for her to say something
right,
like, yeah, that, you know, he put some, you know, he tried to help me change my pull-ups one too many times, and it's like, yo, shut up. right, enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I believe that was just an angled attempt to try to get more dirt on this man's name or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. But back to the original Lisa Bonet point, I did hear that that was something in the air about that. And also I heard there was something in the air about, what's her name? Sure, that joined on the last season, Erica Alexander. Her name was Pam on that joint?
Pam, yeah.
Yeah, I heard he was getting a little, you know, I'm saying different articles that I've read and, you know, different reports that came in about it. He was getting a little, you know, crazy with her on the set also. So, you know, just.
And that's the
like
thing.
I said,
sometimes women don't say anything, and their way of dealing with it is just getting away from the situation.
And absolutely,
you know what I mean?
And that's absolutely true. And that's absolutely true in a situation, you know, like I said, of that magnitude. Because, like
yeah,
you
because
said,
when you're. When someone that you respect.
Right.
Violates you, first of all,
right.
It's hard. It is very hard to swallow. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's like, okay, it's like you become confused with, all right, I respect this person and I've seen this person, you know, I put this person on this certain pedestal and had so much respect for this person. Now they violated me. Whether it's, you know, speaking inappropriately or, you know, getting too touchy or invading your personal space, making you feel
mm-hmm.
uncomfortable. All of that is violation because
mm-hmm.
that's violation of your personal space.
40
Absolutely. Inches. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's like some women would just get away from it. And again, if they thought they were the only ones that it happened to, especially if he made it seem like they were the only ones it happened to. It's very well possible. And then they all hear through the grapevine that it happened to another woman. And then, you know, that kind of just builds and the snowball starts rolling.
Yeah, the snowball effect starts happening. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so
Absolutely.
It's like at this
Absolutely.
Point, these seven women that he's countersuing, like I said, they can't, they're not even seeking financial gain. There's no dollar amount in the suit. All they want is vindication.
They just want the truth to be out.
Right. They just want the truth to be known. But coming from Bill Cosby's point of view, they didn't want me to come back to TV. They wanted to stop me from doing it. Not they wanted to stop me from living. It was they wanted to stop me from getting back on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some may also say that by him countersuing, he's admitting that something happened because
I wouldn't say
because
that.
Like when it goes to court, the thing is they just got to the judge and jury just have to figure out who's telling the truth because clearly somebody's lying and clearly somebody's telling the truth, you know?
No, I mean that's fair. I just think that this is just all part of a whole legal just a legal battle right now because everything is allegation,
right.
Everything is alleged, and there's nothing that's stuck. So it's just, you know, whistleblowing right now. You know what I'm saying? There's no hard evidence that you could bring to the case. They ain't know, nobody say no dress on no Lewinsky type
right.
stuff to bring some hard
but
DNA.
See,
you dig what I'm saying?
Don't you, but
so
didn't you
like,
find that intentional?
It's he say, she say. What?
Right. Yes, it is, he say, she say. But, you know, when you just said with the Monica Lewinsky, you know, keeping the dress, like with her keeping the dress, to me, that was intentional.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? These women have nothing to produce outside of their words saying this is what happened.
No, absolutely.
And, oh my gosh, I forgot. Do you remember, I know I used to watch Bill Cosby all the time, like even his comedy specials. And remember, he used to have records, comedy records. Do you remember the one where he did, he was joking about just putting pills in the woman's drink and should do whatever you want. Was it Spanish Fly?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know,
and
it's like, that is, first of all, that's something ridiculous to joke about. But at the same time, you know, sometimes to deal with certain issues, you do have to laugh. you know.
Yeah. Hey, they say that the old saying goes, truth is said in jest a lot of times.
Yes.
So,
yes, it is.
Sit on that one, y'all, for a second. It's 9:35. You still in tune to Social Lab Team. I'm Radio. She's CeeLo Boston. I'm your boy, Safe James.
Yeah, yeah.
We will be
bang,
right
bang,
back
bang, bang,
after
bang.
These. Where am I going? Yeah, song. After this song selection from the
TMI Choir. Radio.com, y'all.
Right,
check it out.
Get no shit, we don't get no shit. Go fill my cup, yeah. Go fill my cup, yeah. You heard that song, baby. I'm cool with the convict. The cool of a hate cut. You got a bunch. That's a promise, yeah. That's a promise, yeah. That's a promise, yeah.
She's so high, her nose bleed, my clean like chlorine. Got a white girl, she barefoot in my old school, my flow's clean. Maybach, that's two-tone. Phone tap, got a few phones. Headphones on my futon. Gangsta on my group home. I don't pop, I do the bunny dance. Now I call it that Robert Kraft. Your whole clique look dead broke, my young set.
Roger that.
All my dogs got Fox first. Teacher said I was a big dummy. Rich better come suck my these diamonds on me, called big money. Waiting you to come jump my fence, I paid the bitch off for brick money. Day counting my body count, I whacking on Easter Sunday. Smoke a blunt and might eat some. Tell the truth, my mind gone. Piaget caught one ticket, you can never be in my time zone.
Trapping that, trapping that, trapping that, trapping that, trapping that, trapping that.
you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, just for me though, I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophy, trophy.
And they don't have no award.
Yo, it's 9:40 in the p.m. right out here, man. You still tuning Team Hyman Radio Social Lab. Hey, man, we're going to get back some more music real quick, give you more taste of what to look for on this upcoming project we got coming out on January 6th, The Lapidary. We know none of these songs right here are already established songs and everything. Ain't going to make it on it, but just get a little taste on how we get down in this dream right here, man. All right, man, sit back for a second. We're going to be right back. Team Hyman Radio.
Attention, please. Attention, please. This here feels like the whole entire world collapsed.
I'm feeling when you're hunger. I'm so clean, call a nigga Felix Unger. So what if I said it, baby, I'm still gonna tell ya. I hope your ass bigger than Winona and Thelma. Listen, it's Busta Rhymes, bitch, I ain't never fail ya. Your ass all over like paraphernalia. See, the police gon' jail ya for walking around with the kind of ass that'll kill ya now. Don't worry about it, I got money to bail ya. Shorty stacking like a mule, type of shit that'll scare ya. Headboard bang, bump the side of your head. Watch how your ass spreads, spill it off the side of the bed now. Now what you do to the dread, baby? Your ass really changed what he initially said, because the nigga dead, but fuck him. Cause now we vibing and talking and shit. I love to hear your ass go when you walking and shit.
Girl, like your ass on fire. Like your ass on fire. Move, girl, like your ass on fire. Like your ass on fire. Move, girl, I let your ass on fire. I let your ass on fire. Move, girl, I let your ass on fire. Bitch, I like that ass on fire. Move, girl, I let your ass on fire.
Bust it. Baby, yes, 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 baby, yes.
Yeah. TM Hyman Radio Live, yo. It is a rumor. 9:46 p.m. here on the East Coast and 6:46 on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, you know you got to figure it out. Yeah. So look, we about to wrap up the conversation talking about Mr. Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
And I just I just wanted to let you guys know that like when this case was seen back in October, right? The judge rejected Mr. Cosby's bid to dismiss the lawsuit before it went to a jury. And, you know, they were saying that that was just his best attempt to get them to dismiss the case voluntarily. Now, the thing is this, that when it goes before a jury, these 12 people get to decide whether or not, you know, well, pretty much who's telling the truth and who's not. And so pretty much we just have to wait this out and see what the outcome is, because, I mean, it is 50 still accusing this man of improprieties. So, you know, do you guys think that this stuff is valid, you know? Of course, definitely reach out to us. And, oh, yeah, don't forget to check out tmhymanradio.com. Drop your
check them out.
So that we contact with you and you can keep up with what we're doing. And that's all I got to say about Mr. Cosby and his pill popping ass. I'm sorry.
His shenanigans.
Yeah, I need y'all to strike that. Look.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. If your line drops again, trust me, don't strike that.
Right. I know it was him, right?
That. How is that being listening?
Right.
Yeah, man.
You
out.
Never know.
You get us all shut
you
down.
You never know.
Hey, real quick before you transition to another topic or whatever, just want to send a shout out to our team members that are that are not on with us right now. Shout out to TM Hime. He's out about doing his business as normal right now. You know, trying to make the world a better place in his own way. And shout out to our girl, Gina, Hot Chocolate. She's dealing with some things right now, some personal things right now.
Right.
You know, if you know her personally, you listening, you know, give her a shout out. Send some good vibes her way, some positive affirmations, and just overall,
right,
you know, well wishes towards her, you know, while she's walking this walk right now. You know, it'll help immensely.
Right.
Guarantee.
Yes. Definitely
shout
love
out,
you,
man. Shout out to my man McGrath, Shaolin, man. He just lost his mom suddenly through heart complications, and you know, he's dealing with that right now. That's a pain I don't recognize, and you know, and ain't looking forward to, you know, but
right.
You know, shouts out to them, man, for having to endure, having to persevere, man. That's all we can do.
Yeah,
right,
and you know what?
Persevere.
Shout out one of my close friends who's also in New York, dealing with pretty much the same thing that you were talking about. His mother had a stroke today and is in a coma. So our prayers are out to all of you guys that's, you know, facing and battling anything, any situation, Yeah, we wish you the best. And nothing but positive energy to come your way.
Positive vibes, man. Heads high, man. Heads high. Keep your head to the sky.
Sure.
Earth, wind, and fire said it best, man. Keep your head to the sky.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
So, anyway, let's shift gears again.
Uh-oh, he's on the big sexy.
Yeah, man. You know, let me get ahead and put my house slippers on and get my smoker's jacket, a nice cigar, some yak.
I done lit a cigarette on this one.
And a couple of ice cubes in it. You can get busy. But yo, check it out. I had somebody reach out to me to kind of vent some frustration that they're having with their relationship. Long story short, it's a fairly new relationship. They seem to be progressing rather rapidly, you know, ready to make major leaps in the relationship. And by major leaps, you know, I'm talking, you know, next level engagement, marriage, so on and so forth. You know, still relatively fresh, so, you know, that sometimes raises some apprehensions with the family. And there's also a pretty big age gap in between the combined parties. Okay?
Okay.
So with that significant age gap, there's a lot of apprehension from the family side of the younger member to try to, you know, take things a little slower, try to figure out life and the ups and downs and the how this emotion of love really needs to be worked on first before you're able to feel you can give it to somebody else, which is all, you know, very sound advice. You know, they're taking it in stride. They're rolling with the punches. But situation came across my table about the fact that the relationship is trying to be kept under wraps. You know, certain circles know about it, but it's not for, you know, I would say public display as of yet, I guess because of obvious reasons, and just to kind of make sure there's a foundation built between them before there's potential resistance put in their path. And
right,
the resistance has been has found their way towards them. And again, long story short, there's been some kind of, you know, some behind the back questioning of parties that are close to that couple, trying to find out if they're really serious about each other and so on and so forth. So one of the participants in that relationship came to me and was like, yo, what's all this about? How, you know what I'm saying? I thought we was cool. And, you know, saying, if you want to know something, just come holler at me. And I had to let her know, plain and simple, sometimes chicks are not going to want to see other chicks happy. And that's just
right,
the nature of the game when it comes to relationships. Especially if
right,
there, A, may have been some history between the person you're dealing with and them. You know, whether it was small potatoes or a mountain.
Right.
As long as there was some kind of relationship that they had going on, some kind of history with them, they're going to feel that they're superior to you in that situation because they may have been dealing with that first before you, and you just getting you late to the party type deal or whatever. So I'm trying to
right,
explain to them, these are certain pitfalls that you're going to have to deal with in this progression of this, in this blossoming of this relationship or whatever. And mind you, this is only happening when this is trying to be kept under wraps. When this is on Front Street, when this is on Fifth and Main Street,
right?
Oh,
it's gonna come home.
Keep the grass cut because you're gonna see the snakes show their face a lot. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? You can't. This is the time right now where you gotta start learning how to have tough skin and be able to block this stuff out of your main view because it can get messy if you hear and entertain too much of the wrong stuff.
Right.
Okay. And there was one more point that I raised to her, and then I'll let you respond. I also said, make sure that this dude that you're dealing with isn't allowing this unnecessary attention to fester because he's not putting certain things to rest in the beginning. And what I mean by that is, as a man, and I know this because I was kind of guilty of it unknowingly, we tend to try to want to leave our options open in case we need a quick escape or we need, you know, somebody
to
fill the void if things don't work out. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
We sometimes do that unknowingly. Not some people know when they're doing it and some don't know when they're doing it. And I'm just of the mindset that this may be a case where he may be allowing certain things to transpire because he knows that, you know, you're a little younger than he is or a lot younger than he is or whatever. And that, you know, and also that there's a distance between them also at this common point, too. So it's just like, yo, my only advice to her was just, look, I'm a third party, so you can take my advice or not. You came to me with the situation, so all I'm saying is just listen. All I'm telling her was, look, don't go pointing fingers. Just start paying more attention. Since you're seeing things coming to you in this manner and in this light, in these stages of the relationship, just pay attention. Because all I can tell you is from a man's perspective what may be the thought process. So all I'm saying, protect yourself, pay attention, and listen to your woman's intuition whenever she talks to you. It won't steer you wrong 9 times out of 10. Sometimes y'all are off, but 9 times out of 10, y'all dead on. And being that men are so dumb and that we're bad liars a lot of times, we get caught in our own bullshit. Did I say that on the air? I'm sorry.
Yes, you did.
But
go ahead.
I apologize to my PG-13 listeners. But that was the situation. So, you know, and now please respond and correct me where I may, if I was wrong in any aspect of this counseling.
Well, from a man's point of view, you were dead on.
Okay.
My question was going to be, but I think you kind of answered it. I was going to ask who was the oldest. Was it the man or the woman?
It was the man.
I gather it's the woman that's younger, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, the thing with that is sometimes those older men try to take that daddy role, you know, once they're married, you know. So she has to, you know, and I think that may be what, you know, family members and friends may be afraid of. Especially if she have a good, because what I've seen, honestly, if a woman has a good relationship with her father, she usually doesn't go for men that are like her father. You get what I'm saying? Like that age range type thing.
No, it's not that big of a gap. Like he could be somebody's father. I mean, relatively speaking, if he started early enough, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the same time, this dude is not the same age as her father. I put it like that.
Okay. Yeah, I would tell her, I would advise her to be careful, definitely. But first and foremost, outside of being careful, because that should be, you know, understood anyway, the fact that if you decide that you love someone, your heart, you can't control your heart. You know, you can't control who you love half the damn.
That was the point I was raising.
If she feels that strongly about him, it doesn't matter what anyone has to say. It shouldn't matter. And the thing is that if it does matter to her, then this is not the relationship for her. Period.
All right. That makes
if
sense.
Bonds,
45 seconds
if
left in the
strong,
show.
That's strong, where you're talking about moving forward to engagement and such, you got to be sure that this is what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? And
my
think
only
about
response
if,
to that, real quick, boss, we got 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, because we got like 40 seconds of the show.
And the point that I was trying to raise to her was the fact that I think all the family and everybody wants you to learn what love is before you really think that you know how to channel it. And that's all. That was my standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Just find out what it is.
On Friday.
Learn it.
Yeah, whatever you do it well.
That's right.
Peace.
Can't be good at it. Holla.
Okay, TMHammerRadio.com, baby. Check it out.
Check us. Holla. I think that did it.